Well, tens of thousands of AFL fans have lined the streets of Melbourne for the traditional grand final parade. For many, it's their only chance to see their favourite players up close, with thousands of tickets to tomorrow's game set aside for corporate packages and members of other clubs. Security is tight, but that hasn't dampened the optimism of fans. From Melbourne, Naomi Woodley reports.
God, the Tigers!
I'd say about 99.9%. There is 1% that Adelaide will actually turn up, so you never know.
Oh, absolutely, Crows. Yeah, totally. It's a no-brainer.
On a bright Melbourne morning, Adelaide and Richmond fans, old and young, have come dressed to impress.
I'm wearing my Richmond jersey under my Richmond pyjamas.
Emily and her father Marcus have travelled a long way to get to the MCG to see their favourite Richmond players in the traditional grand final parade.
35 years in the waiting. She hasn't had to wait as long as what I have, but we caught the train down last night with about half an hour's sleep, and here we are. We'll soldier on for the next 3 days and hopefully go home with the cup.
Where have you come from?
Wollongong in New South Wales.
It's been 37 years since Richmond won the flag, and teenage fan Rebecca is one of thousands hoping tomorrow will be their first premiership in her lifetime.
It really mean a lot, like, just because they've worked so hard and they're obviously like such a tight-knit team and everything. You just want to see them do well, and like, even if they don't win, we're just really proud of them anyway.
While Adelaide supporters haven't had so long to wait, it has been 20 years since the Crows won the first of their only two premierships. That means not one player on the ground tomorrow will have grand final experience. Adelaide's captain is Taylor Walker.
We've got probably the most passionate and loyal fans in the competition, and they've come over from Adelaide, and so it's certainly very exciting, and we've certainly enjoyed it so far.
And Richmond captain Trent Cotchin says today's parade is another chance to soak up the atmosphere.
You know, accepting what's out there, you know, there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of talk, a lot of excitement, which, you know, that's the beauty of our game. It brings a lot of people together, and we love that and we celebrate that, but as soon as that finishes, we'll be ready to settle in and get ready for a game tomorrow.
Plenty of Crows fans have made the journey across from Adelaide, including Michelle and her family, even though they don't have tickets.
No, we've got our sign. We're wanting to buy tickets.
Read out the sign for me.
Wanting to buy 4 grand final tickets, please. And my 12-year-old son wrote it, so, yeah.
But we've got the parade today. Not quite the same, but...
No, but we still get to get up and close and see the boys and wish them luck and cheer them on, so, yeah.
Each year, thousands of tickets are set aside for corporate packages and AFL and Melbourne Cricket Club members, and that's got Richmond fan Zach a little bit worried.
What do you reckon the atmosphere is going to be like tomorrow?
Nothing compared to last week. Okay. Corporate and... Yeah. But it'll still be good.
As the match day property coordinator of the Adelaide Cheer Squad, Laura Marshall will be one of those responsible for trying to match the Tiger Army.
They're going to be noisy. You know, got 72,000 registered members, and that's fantastic. So, yeah, I mean, obviously the vocal thing, but I think the noise in general. I mean, I've been to the G when we've only had 10,000 and we've still been loud. And we've spent a lot of time in the last few weeks leading up to the finals preparing new banners, and had the ones we're working on here where you're talking to me are all new things that we've done, and we've tried to bling up everything for the finals. So, yeah.
So I see a few sequins there.
Yeah, quite a few sequins. I'll be dressed like that tomorrow as well. So, yeah. But I think, yeah, basically we just... You know, you go with it. The noise is the noise, and that's part of the rivalry. And I think that the rivalry is friendly. And you know what? If Richmond get over the line, then they're the better team on the day. And if we win, I think it will just top off our season, because we really have been a premier side this year.
The parade is also honouring Adelaide's success in the inaugural AFL women's season. Crows fan Stacey is hoping the men can replicate their form when it counts.
It would be incredible. It would be, obviously, women winning the women's first premiership was incredible, because that's, you know, to have the first is amazing, and to have both would be just incredible for the whole state. So that'd be awesome.
Crows fans Stacey ending Naomi Woodley's report.